This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, here working. I tend to use that word, and I ought not to.
What word?
The phrase working our way through some of the issues of the day, the things topically that folks
Why not? What's
are
wrong with
interested
that?
In. No, because it doesn't feel like work. In a sense, work for me is shoveling manure.
Wow.
Or, you know, doing something that work is not. And in my mind, when I grew up around on the farm, work meant physical exertion. Work wasn't
this
using your brain.
Exertion.
Yeah.
No. When we're done.
Speak for yourself.
I need a few minutes to decompress.
Yeah. Get back to reality, I think.
Is that what
After
it is?
Several hours of this, I'm ready to go unwind for a few minutes.
Huh. It just comes naturally to me. It says something. Excuse me. The brothers who carried out the suicide bombings in Brussels last week had long, violent criminal records. They had been regarded internationally as terrorists. So how did they slip through the cracks? Good question. But to turn it around, because the circumstances in San Bernardino was quite different. One of the attackers was a county health inspector, lived a life of normality, in essence, out in the suburbs. And then there are dozens of other young American men and women who have been arrested over the past year or so for trying to help Daesh. You look at the backgrounds of some of them, very diverse, and there's no single profile to them, which is what makes this thing really difficult, what turns people toward violence, and whether they can be steered away from it.
Uh-huh.
Somebody sent me an email the other day suggesting that I was irresponsible because I call for people to protest actively things that they don't like. And the political arena being what it is, and the best example I can come up with is the protesting done against the DARK Act a couple of weeks ago that didn't pass the Senate because of all the work done by people who protested. Uh-huh. So that's an activist form of peaceful activation.
Professional activists.
Yes, I have a friend who's one. Yep.
Yeah. How does that work?
They're punks, thieves, and should all be thrown in jail.
Okay, well, Roberta may not agree with that assessment.
In D.C. and whatever, like now we have this nuclear arms treaty thing going on here in Washington, and you get people that just come in and they have chains, they hide weapons in their sleeves.
She's not like that. Goodness.
Well, and here's my philosophy. Whenever you see a white Rastafarian, it's usually some punk rich kid living on a trust fund who has some kind of guilt because they have all this money and they're out to hurt somebody because they feel that they want to write
something. What do you really think, is he?
No, it's, hey, listen, you walk the streets here in D.C.
Right. So,
see
the,
some of these punks.
The question comes on, and I hear what you're saying,
and
whether I'm being irresponsible. Yeah, some of the suggestions Trump has made about riots at the convention.
No,
that
I'm
kind
talking
of
about the people who go to Trump rallies to make trouble.
Okay.
They're
hired by the DNC.
They're hired by whoever.
Things up.
Soros, Bernie, the DNC.
Whoever.
To pick fights.
Bernie's not hiring anybody. George Soros might be. Bernie's not hiring anybody because that's just not his way.
I don't think so.
A second would he do or tolerate that sort of thing. However, but going back to the original premise of my conversation here, getting people to think about those things, and there are two, as I looked at sort of the background of some of these people that have been involved in terrorism, and then I'm thinking about what this person said in the note that she sent to me about me always saying, stir the pot. We're anarchists. We need to stand up to the man. We need to tell people what's wrong so we can right it. See, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's our responsibility. I tell you all the time, look in the mirror. The problem is, look in the mirror. That's where the problem is, because you haven't done what is required. See, we don't get taught civics anymore in school, so you don't know what's required of you to perform as an American citizen. What your rights are, I hear this all the time. Well, it's my right, don't occupy my space, I got a right to that space. Well, you also have responsibilities, pal. And you respond, for example, today in Framingham, we're voting the local election for all kinds of things, the selectmen, the school board, and town meeting members, and that sort of thing. And it is our responsibility to get to the polls and vote. Last time there was a local election, 14% of the registered voters in town turned out. And yet people are complaining all the time about, oh my God, the planning board's horrible and we can't get this done. Well, you know what? If you didn't go vote last time around, sit down and shut up, because you got no standing whatsoever. If you can't even bother to go out and vote one way or another, it's not how you vote, it's the fact that you do vote
right.
That is
right.
Important. I don't care how you vote, I want you to vote and exercise that responsibility. You have a right, but also a responsibility to help drive the bus, or don't say anything. So the point that I'm making, this lady brought up, for those, I mean, I'm not going to be able to go check voter rolls and see who protests and who doesn't, but there are so many wrongs that need to be righted. There's so many different issues, and you don't want to overdo it, for sure, but there are four or five key domestic issues that people ought to participate in, and I believe one of them that we need to be really focused on is the amount of violence there is in this country. Look at Chicago. What an it's worse than an embarrassment.
Yeah.
It's out of control there. And nobody's doing anything. Got a new police commissioner this week. You know, the police already said they're going to boycott him because they don't like him. And, you know, I mean, so all these people should be fired.
The National Zoo here in Washington, D.C., every year, that on Easter Monday, it's kind of become a big day where families in D.C. go, and it's just like the big thing to do, right?
Yeah.
In 6 of the past 10 years, there's been a shooting or a stabbing at the National Zoo, the Smithsonian
Zoo.
On Connecticut Avenue in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And D.C.'s gotten its act together with regard to violence. But for some reason, the people that come together here, there's kids, gangs, and it just gets crazy.
One of the reasons that this becomes a problem, Richie, is because whether kids or adults, the same worn-out questions are raised over and over and over and over and over again, and we still don't have any compelling answers to them. So this is what people feel like, in order to be seen or heard or the problem's fixed, we got to do this sort of thing. I don't cotton to it, but it's one of the reasons that there is as much focus on this sort of thing. What I'm suggesting is that you responsibly participate in things like the Selma March in the 60s, the protesting against the Vietnam War. Uh-huh. Those were, there wasn't much, there was some violence involved in both of them for sure.
Wow.
But there are people who want the status quo and they can't stand, how dare black people cross the bridge in Selma, Alabama? This is our town. How dare you do that? And the whites were, you saw the actual footage of what happened there. You've seen that, the horse, the riders, the police beating up on these people for no reason whatsoever.
The dogs, the water hoses.
Awful.
But, I mean, hey.
But it got somewhere, didn't it? It got something done.
Well, it brought attention to
issues. But it also got results.
Why, since the 50s and 60s, do we have single-parent homes? And why, since the 50s and 60s, do we have homes where two parents need to work? And,
why? Because we want to spend a lot of money buying 5 TVs, 3 cars, and a house that we really can't afford.
Yep.
That's most of it.
Along with taxes.
That's part of it.
Yeah, taxes, because money is being missed. That's back to what you said. Thank you for bringing it around. That's the thread of this. Irresponsible use of your funds that are extorted from you by the government.
Cannot afford. I mean, my wife stays at home with our kids, and she wanted to, and that's cool with me. That's fine. And sure, could we have a bigger house? Could we have nicer stuff? Yeah, but we live well.
You live fine. It's nice neighborhood.
But still, we made a decision.
Yeah.
And we got to live by it.
Yeah. Well, it's all food for thought, but something, this is the time of the season, as we get warm weather, there's going to be a lot of hoopla. It's a good thing there's no convention going on in Chicago this year.
That would be interesting.
And I remember the last
convention.
Then it
would be a concealed carry.
in Chicago. I'm trying to remember when it was, but there was a lot of hoopla. There's a lot of, for some reason or other, Chicago brings out the best and the worst in people. For whatever the reason. I think Chicago is an extraordinarily great American city.
That's a great city.
But it's losing its luster because of all of the unprovoked violence there. It's amazing. And it's shameful.
It's got dirty politicians and
horrible
lots of slums.
And lousy weather.
Awful. No, the weather's great in the spring and the fall. Terrible in the summer and the winter.
Yeah.
But... okay. Anyway, more why I think, and I wanted to, I just wanted to respond to that note that I got from that person and give you some of my thinking as I look at all of the various reasons for people to be upset. And there are lots of people upset, but we don't seem to know how to coordinate our efforts unless it's, we did a good job of coordinating efforts when it came to the DARC Act, choice on food, that sort of thing. But I think the same pressure has to be brought to bear on four or five other issues as we get into the election season. Okay, and one of them isn't whether Donald Trump or Ted Cruz had an affair with somebody. It has nothing to do with anything. And you go, well, character counts. It does, yes. And in this circumstance, it shows that Cruz is dismissive of women, as Trump is dismissive of women, in a manner of speaking, because they both apparently had affairs. So is that so? Then how do you decide between two of them who are guilty of the same thing? So you just
right.
There's nothing there. You got to move to something where there's real separation between the two of them. And I'm certainly not condoning nor saying that it's okay. By any stretch of the imagination, I don't want to get a note from somebody who says, oh, well, it's not important. It is important. But where are the discussions of other important things? That sort of thing becomes a news media fiasco that you get down to the bottom line, and it doesn't really... it doesn't convince anybody to vote one way or the other, and it certainly doesn't get to the national debate that's necessary on so many of these issues. And again, when's the last time you heard a presidential candidate talking about food choices? And yet, it's probably one of the singularly most important things that we do in our lives is choose what we are going to nourish our body with. And what do you mean? Who's talking about that? What presidential candidate talking about that?
Well, the politicians are all talking about it because they want to conceal where your food comes from.
Yeah.
They want to conceal what's
how
in
come
your
nobody's
food.
Asked that question to
they
the
want
president?
To conceal who grows your food.
Obama was going to sign that bill, by the way. Mr. Hope and Change, who said when he went into office in 2008, he was going to make sure that all GMO foods were labeled. Hello, it's 8 years later, and he's ready to sign that bill, which was put forth by
meanwhile, his wife is growing vegetables out in the White House gardens
right.
And trying to. Teach everybody how to eat healthy.
Yeah. It's 19 after on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
All of the great musical talents that were around during this time in 1985. The group was dubbed USA for Africa, and during this week in 1985, this song was zooming toward the top of the charts. We are the world. Who among us doesn't remember this song? Crank it up, Richie. What a wonderful, wonderful message. Dylan?
Yeah.
Fun to listen to and pick out the voices.
That's the fun of the game here.
Yeah, it really is. Where's the boss? Pretty close there. They put this together in 4 hours. I think Quincy Jones produced it, if I remember. Was to raise money for, I think, raised $85 million.
Ooh. Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson, who wrote the song, listened to the national anthems to kind of get a proper frame of mind to write it.
All right, let me hear you.
That's the boss, isn't it? No, that's the Ray Charles.
Was Stevie Wonder?
No, that's not Stevie Wonder.
That was Ray Charles, yeah.
There's Ray.
Yeah.
Most of the singers never heard the song before walking
in. Nope, they walked
studio.
In the studio. They sang it through a couple of times and went right to recording.
That was a pretty easy song to sing.
Yeah. Yeah. But these people, many of them don't even know each other. Whatever, isn't it?
And they're all pros and they learn stuff fast.
Right.
When Ray Charles spoke, everybody listened.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They said.
I could listen to this every day. This song.
Kenny Rogers wanted to get everybody's autograph.
Is that just as much fanboys and fangirls as we are?
Be different.
Of course they are.
People they don't know that they would like to know? Of course.
They're so thrilled over just being there.
Right. Who's this?
It's Bruce.
This week in 1985, number four belonged to Tina Marie.
are you?
What a contrast. Oh, my God. I just want to be your lover girl.
No, if I'm correct, she was another Prince product.
She was?
I have to look it up. I think she was a Prince product.
Really? All right, number three this week, 1985 is the year, REO Speedwagon.
Oh, my God.
I remember laughing at a guy I was working on a radio station that had a couple of AM and FM singles. And this song came out, and the guy introduced the group as REO Speedwagon.
You know what REO Speedwagon is, right?
REO, Robert E. Oldsmobile.
Right.
REO was a truck, the truck arm of the
fire
REO.
Engine.
Well, yeah. Their chassis was the REO, and they put a fire engine on top of it.
Yep.
Yeah. So that is. Anyway, Can't Fight the Feeling was number three this week, 1985. I'm proud of you, Richard, for knowing that, actually. Madonna was number two. This is a great song.
Yeah.
God, this is a good song. This is almost, she's almost cute here. Crank it up. She became known as the Material Girl after this shot right to the top. Fast. This was on its way to number one. Number two this week, 1985. Right, we've got to squeeze in number one here. I didn't leave much time because it isn't worth much. Phil Collins, yuck.
I don't like
yuck.
Phil Collins.
Oh, I think this stinks.
You're on a true music.
Yuck.
Fan.
No. Oh, no, of course I'm not. One More Night was number one this week, 1985. 28 after on Good Day.
Fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey,
this winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
How do we attain peace? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In a chaotic world where global security is threatened, how do we find peace? Does it come from creating a false reality that fits a certain political ideology? History has proven that any attempt to compromise, appease, or legitimize an enemy only serves to embolden them. It appears as weakness and gives them a sense of strength and superiority. President Reagan coined the mantra peace through strength, and it gave hope and empowerment to our allies and those seeking the beacon of liberty. He put the enemies of freedom on notice and demanded that the wall of tyranny be torn down, and it was. No one wants to advocate for war, but the fight is upon us, and peace in our time does not come by surrender or appeasement. Peace comes through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Glasses on, it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
The highway of life right here.
The focus of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends. I was gonna be Victoria Cousin.
Yeah, that'd be good.
There you go. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kara Schillen is answering your calls and doing all kinds of other important things that are anecdotally important for all of us on the Good Day program. In order for you to hear what's going on, we have to have a connection. It's really amazing how this all works. We sit in front of microphones. The microphones carry our voices into a wire that goes into a machine, which is plugged into several lines. The lines go from where Roberta is and where I am down to Washington, where Richie puts them together, and then they are sent, after they've gone through the control board there, they're sent via lines up to New York to a Staten Island, they call it a disc farm, or not a disc farm. It is a disc farm.
It actually goes to a big engineering hub Purchase, New York, and then goes out to New Jersey to a disc farm.
Right. And then goes up to the satellite, which is 20,000 miles above the Earth, comes back down again to these same kind of dishes. They receive the signal.
At your radio station.
At the radio station. Uh-huh. Goes into the building, runs through the equipment in the building, and then out to the antenna, which sends...
Which could be 20 miles away from the radio station.
Right. Yep. Who sends the signal to your car, to your home, wherever it is. Maybe you're listening on iTunes, whatever. It all goes through the same process. It all happens in 1/8 of a second. Imagine.
1/8 of a second.
By the whole process.
By the time it gets to their car, it's probably a few seconds.
From
our microphone to the radio station, a second.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not even actually less. But that's amazing. It's just technology. It's amazing. So here we are bringing you
all of that.
Yep, it is. Okay, the man to who is...
some dummy like myself can put all that together.
I'll put yourself A man who is alleged to be the chief money launderer for El Chapo was arrested in Mexico.
Give me your money.
His name is Juan Manuel Alvarez, dubbed King Midas, for his ability to wash $4 billion a year in drug money.
$4 billion.
How do you do that? His arrest was the result of a joint operation among police, the Army, and the Interior Department. Officials say he was in a vacation hotel and was detained. I mean, these guys, they went around with impunity. They never got caught.
Well, because they own Mexico.
Yeah.
They shoot the police that don't cooperate.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. They take control of whole towns and cities.
Yep.
Give me your money.
Yep. Is that any worse than being extorted by the Kardashians to the tune that we pay $100 million a year to the Kardashians?
We do that willingly.
We do. Okay.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. All right, here are children in the news. Here's the story of a young teenager today being hailed as a hero for leading police to a man who kidnapped a 2-year-old girl from her grandfather at knife point. Uh-huh. Thomas Ray Dillingham broke into a mobile home, said he was taking the baby. He had a knife, grabbed the 2-year-old girl from her grandfather, and took off. Carlos Rodriguez is 13. He helped the grandfather, called 911, gave detailed information to officers, who then found this guy, Ray Dillingham, at his mobile home in another town, found the 2-year-old girl unharmed, and took her back and took him under custody. But if it weren't for this...
domestic situation, or just some...
I'm not sure, Richie. That didn't sound like anybody knew the other people. The one knew the other, but anything's possible, especially when you go from mobile home community to mobile home community. That's sort of... Well, it is what it is. Here's the 9-year-old girl named Mila Bisotto from Miami. Is so fit that she competed in a 24-hour Navy obstacle race course for very fit adults. Not only that, she's using her platform to inspire her generation to love their bodies and be as active as they possibly can.
She's throwing us off the hook.
It's
not me. No, don't blame me.
Just pay attention to the story, not the answer.
I always get accused of things. Not me.
Mila was the youngest competitor to compete in this Bullfrog Challenge, which is an obstacle race designed for Navy SEALs. You got to run 36 miles, you got to swim 8 miles, and you got 6 laps around an obstacle course. This kid's 9 years old.
What? Bulldog Challenge, by the way.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
What I call it?
Bullfrog.
Oh. Wait a minute. Bullfrog, bulldog.
I love the, in the New York Post.
Yeah.
This 9-year-old girl can kick your blank.
Yeah.
She's a tough looking little girl, man.
Yeah. Good for her, though. Under the circumstances. Isn't that cool? Just the nicest thing. Competitors at whatever age. How old do you have to be to develop a skill to be good at what you do? For example, all the basketball players that are in college that are playing in the Final Four, do you think they started when they were 4 years old shooting?
Well, don't they say 10,000 hours?
10,000 hours practice, about 10 years. If you read the book The Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, he kind of explains the whole 10,000 hour thing with the Beatles. 10,000 hours practicing at a strip club.
I don't know
in
that theory. Explain it a little bit more, will you?
To become what's considered a professional at anything, you need 10,000 hours of practice at it.
Right.
You talk to our friend Valerie Geller. Uh-huh. She will tell you the same thing with radio.
Yep.
And until you reach that point, and it takes about 10 years to get 10,000 hours of practice in whatever you do in. So you need to start. If you're going to be a in the NCAA, yeah, most of those guys are 19, 20, 21 years old, 22. They probably started when they were 10, 11, 12, or earlier to get their 10,000 hours in.
Yeah. I wonder about, well, how many hours have we gotten in here? If I do 6 hours times six, that's 36 hours a week. Let's just, for round it off to 30 times 50. That's 1,500 hours a year, right? On the air, does that sound right?
So what did you say a week? 30 hours a week.
That's 30 times 50. We'll round it off to 50.
Okay, so 1,500 hours. Right.
Okay. Now, over the course of 15 years, that's 225.
That's 230,000. That's 23,000 hours.
22,500.
Right.
Okay. So that's over 15 years. And then so you'd what, double that, how much more? No, actually more than that, triple. So I've probably had 75,000 hours on the air over my career.
So it means that, you're really, really good at it.
Qualify me for being good.
You're really good at it.
Getting started. speaking of the Final Four in basketball, our poll asked the question, which team did you want to see win? 19% of you who responded to the poll at DougStefan.com said North Carolina. 14% said Villanova. 13% said Syracuse. 10% said Oklahoma. 33% said I'm waiting for baseball season to begin. And 10% said they were more interested in the women's tournament than the men's. So that tells you something. I don't see a lot of excitement this year like there has been. Am I just imagining
that? Oh, no, it was big.
Was it really?
Yep.
All right, one more baby in the news before we pause for a moment. I don't know if you saw this or not. It's a good reason to go visit DougStefan.com. The picture of the baby born with a full head of hair.
This looks incredible. Yeah, he looks like Elvis, doesn't he?
Yeah. Really does. 3 million times. This thing's been viewed 3 million times. Has written 1,000 comments since it was published last week. The conversation is starting with comments about the baby's side part in the hair. This baby looks like she's
got thicker hair than I do.
Yeah.
And I've got a thick head of hair.
And you've got a thick head of hair. You do. I think this is very,
very baby cute. Born with full head of hair inspires hilarious Photoshop battle. That's funny.
Yeah. According to a doctor who is a pediatrician, it's genetic, even an ethnic sort of thing. Just like other characteristics, some babies have more hair than others. Uh-huh. The baby's extreme thick hair seems to be an exception. Doctor said newborns' hair tends to molt and then regrow. So they lose it and it comes back in again.
Right.
Second round of hair often looks much different than the first round of hair. My grandson had his first haircut the other day, and just the front of his hair. It's not growing really fast, but it's fairly thick. He's just cute with a little bit longer hair.
Oh, my goodness.
It's
so funny. Look at the social media. Reddit is going crazy with this thing. It got posted on Reddit, and it's been viewed 3 million times.
Yeah.
But people are comparing it to the grandpa from Up, which was the Ed Asner character with that kind of square, blocky head.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
A Lego minifigure, and Ron Burgundy from Anchorman.
I don't think so. All right, here's a wish that I have for you. 43 past the hour on Good Day. A wish that you should look and feel as wonderfully about yourself as I do. I feel like I'm good looking. Richie's good looking. Roberta's good looking. One of the ways that you keep yourself good looking is to not have that tired look around your eyes. You know, the bags, the puffiness, that sort of thing. You want to get rid of it. You wish they would just go away, but they won't. You need some help. Some people do cosmetic surgery. You don't have to do that. If you're interested in improving the way your eyes look, bags, puffiness, all that stuff, you want it to go away, the lines, then you ought to call 800-543-9262. That's going to get you into the offices of the people that make Genucel. Bags and puffiness under your eyes, a problem? Nope. Not if you're using Genucel. The plant apple stem cell treatment. It smells like apple when you put it on. And this is good for, I use it. Men, women are using it, all ages. A lot of people, they don't have to be old to be tired. And the water that collects under your eyes when you are tired, body's not working well, this helps to absorb, Genucel helps to absorb the water and also get your eyes and your skin to be doing what they're supposed to be in terms of shooting off that water. So this is for your eyes or the eyes of people that you love, 800-543-9262. While you think about it now, get on the phone, call them up and ask for a regular supply of Genucel. Now, what actually you're going to see, call now. You get an introductory free offer. Spring clearance event going on. You'll double the order. So you want to have a three-month supply. You pay for a three-month supply. Get a six-month supply of the way, the marvelous way you can keep your eyes looking sparkly and bright. Get rid of the bags and the puffiness and the lines with Genucel. Dial 800-543-9262.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
March Madness is upon us, and Food Network's George Duran has some tips for hosting the perfect game bash.
For any get-together, I recommend offering at least one red and one white wine option, so there's something for everyone. My favorites to serve are Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi Chardonnay and Woodbridge Cabernet Sauvignon. Both wines are total crowd pleasers. They're fruit-forward and balanced with smooth finishes made to complement your food. You can pick up Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi Chardonnay or Cabernet Sauvignon for only $7 or $8 at your local wine retailer. From now through April 6th, Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi will donate a portion of all proceeds towards the V Foundation to support the work they do to find a cure for cancer.
So what does he plan to serve up this season?
Two of my favorite dishes I plan to serve this March Madness are sausage balls and the really nice caramelized onion dip. They're guaranteed crowd pleasers. Both recipes also pair really well with the Cabernet Sauvignon.
To get the full recipes and for more info, visit WoodbridgeWines.com.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
I remember the Firebird, the Trans Am that was used in Smokey and the Bandit.
Yep.
Story at DougStefan.com today. It had a lot of connection to Burt Reynolds. the Trans Am, I think when it was about 5 years it was produced, ceased production in 2009. The company Trans Am Depot licensed the name and logo from GM in order to produce the Trans Ams from Chevy Camaros. They were about the same car.
It's a kit that goes on the new Camaros that makes it look like a Trans Am.
Right.
And I've seen these at car shows. Very cool.
Yep. And Burt Reynolds apparently signed off on it.
For the Smokey and the Bandit version, yeah.
Right, yeah. You got to pay $70,000 though.
It's a hot looking car, man.
Is it?
It really is looking cool. Yeah.
That's from
I didn't know what to think when I first saw it. I was like, what is this?
And that's a lot of cool. 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.
Just a radio program. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program with a little bit of this and some of that. This is a morning variety program on the radio. How do you like that? I like that description. I think I remember that. Write that down, somebody, will you? So I don't forget it. 53 after the hour is Tech Talk time on Good Day. And the big buzz today, the Apple and FBI saga continues, or does it really? There are a lot of people who are commenting. I'm looking at some of the things that have been written on the social media pages connected to us, Victoria. And it looks like, let's see here, Manfred writes, this all smells pretty bad. Less than 24 hours before the case, suddenly the government can unlock the phone without the help they insisted was the only option. If I were to guess, I would say they realized that they would lose and they'd never be able to try this again, so they withdrew so that they can try it again another day. If you have not heard the story, the FBI has been able to get at the Apple iPhone that was used by the murdering cur in San Bernardino. Here's a podcaster named Jerry Geiger with the latest on this and whether or not the FBI has done the right thing or not.
for those that have iDevices and iOS devices, you're probably a little happy, as that this means Apple wasn't forced to break their whole security thing. But this does mean that there is a vulnerability within the security of Apple. There is a loophole. There is a way to get around it, and they didn't need Apple to break it, break their phone, break the security feature to get to it. So the question is now, will the federal government release how they cracked into the Apple phone? That's probably not going to happen. I could completely see Apple finally needed papers to force, try to force the government to do it, and the government's going to say, look, we classified it, you're not going to be able to get it, it's classified, figure it out on your own, basically. Because I could understand the federal government going, you're just going to patch it to where that doesn't work anymore, and then we're going to be at square one again, we're not going to do it. But this does mean that it is completely possible to crack an iOS device and get to the viable data behind it using a tool that presumably the FBI rolled out on their own.
All right. So the bottom line here is there was much hoopla about this, and once again, the government doesn't tell you the truth. That's how I read this. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What else is there here?
You know, I mean, it's interesting. I follow Edward Snowden on Twitter, and he tweeted, remember when government officials used to lose their jobs for false testimony, stating that it was just over a month ago the FBI testified under oath that they didn't have the capability to crack the iPhone. So obviously they did, because no one solves a problem in a month like that.
Alex, one of our listeners, commenting, I have a feeling they actually didn't get into the phone, but they don't want to battle Apple because they know Apple will win.
Well, that's interesting.
Sean writes, they have always known how to crack it. I'll lay you bets that they only pushed for the lawsuit to see how far they could take it and see if they could get a permanent open door to all iPhones. Casey writes, honestly, the FBI knows the current judicial landscape was not favorable, wants to avoid a precedent, and so this would restrict their options in the future. Mike says, well, this is probably the worst case scenario for Apple. First, this shows their phones are not as secure as they would want you to believe, and since they made this into a huge PR issue, the whole world now knows that as well. Well, that's an interesting point of view. It's the first time I've seen that. Most everybody was on the side of Apple that I knew about. Here's a story from Parma, Ohio. A man facing felony charges after creating a Facebook parody account of the local police department. His name is Anthony Novak. He may have to face charges in court of disrupting public service, accused of creating a parody Facebook account that mimicked the Parma Police Department's official page. Huh? What's wrong with that? The police.
I guess was he making false claims of incidents?
No, I think he was just making fun of the police department and what a bunch of flatfoots they are.
I mean, isn't that a First Amendment right?
I would have thought so. That's what his lawyer says anyway. All right, what is Instageddon? What's going on here?
Instageddon. Well, this is my term for it. They're calling it the Instagram apocalypse as well. Instagram is changing their algorithms, so essentially when you log on to Instagram, the feed won't be chronological anymore. It'll be based on how many likes and how much time you spend on individual accounts that you follow. And people are very worried that they're going to lose followers and that they're not going to have as many likes on their photos. But really, this only impacts, from everything I've read on tech stuff, this really only impacts companies and brands who rely on you liking their and spending time on their page. So now they want everyone to turn on their post notifications, which basically means you get a ding every 2 seconds for everyone you follow.
Ding, ding,
not
ding,
a
ding.
Great solution.
Can you just shut off the ding?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You don't need to turn the dings on. That's my message.
No dings here. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product project I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.